A Letter to Ellen White's Son, Thursday, December 18th, 1890. Dear son Willie, I received your letter and draft in the hall last evening, where we had gone to attend my appointment Wednesday evening in a pouring rain. I was glad to hear from you and glad of the draft. We had borrowed money from Elder Robinson to buy our tickets. I had $20 of my own, which I have had to use in traveling and in getting shoes and some little things for winter. I speak evenings and go home and sleep well. This, you know, I have been unable to do for years. I realize the blessing of the Lord resting upon me and His presence with me in a sensible manner. What my future course may be, the Lord knows. He hangs a mist before my eyes, that I shall only see the present, and I am content it should be thus. I am resting in the love of God with a peaceful trust and a happy assurance. I am not worrying about the future. I know the Lord will do all things well. I am always inclined to look ahead and make plans, but I have committed myself to God and all that I am into His hands. I am ready now to go to California any time the Lord may direct, ready to go to Australia or go to Europe, or any place in the world the Lord may see fit to send me. Less than 11 months later, Ellen White left San Francisco for Australia. I am His property, and I lean heavily upon the arm of God. It is strong and will bear me up. We take the cars from Boston at 9 o'clock tonight and go through without change to Washington. Arrive there at 11 o'clock a.m.